Defense, realize it's still practice here coming up this next week against the Eagles, but just getting a lineup against another guy, does that just kind of amp up the intensity a little bit?
It's better. I think they break it up for both sides. You come into camp and you're beating each other, down for a good week. And just to see fresh face, a new team come in and be able to practice again against one another, that's always something good. So we're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. We've been doing it for 3 years now, and I think it's something good for us. So we're going to take advantage of what we can. We get a chance to go down and practice against them and play against them. They give us different looks and everything. So I think it'd be good for us. Like I said, it breaks camp up a little bit because it puts you in the mode of, season is here. Preseason or not, it's here. So we're looking forward to it, get a chance to, get out and work against a good football team, young team, new head coach that coming in with a little swagger that he's bringing from college, and to see where we're at.
How important is it to see something different, see a different style of offense than maybe you're used to seeing right here?
It's good because, like I say, we might go through the season seeing different types of offenses all year. So for us to go into a preseason game, my first game, and go against something different than what we custom seeing every week with our offense, it's big. You never know when you might need it down the road. We have teams on the list now that new quarterback situations, new coordinators, new head coaches. So you never know what they might bring to the table. So it's big for us. I think it's something that we definitely can learn. I don't think everything will be perfect. I'm pretty sure they'll face a team like us, and a little different for them also. So I think it worked for both sides, but it's a good opportunity for us to go out and do this against a team that have a bunch of talent, a bunch of speed, got guys up front that can move a little bit. So it's going to be challenging for us, but at the same time, I think it's something that's good for us and something that we'll need down the road.
It's clearly still maybe too early to evaluate yourself as a team, but is this a good opportunity for you to kind of measure where you're at individually going up against
these Absolutely.
Guys?
Anytime you can go against someone other than your teammates, it's always a good measurement of where you at. It's like I said, it won't be perfect, but it's the first preseason game, going out of practice and then going to a game and play against them. It's going to be a big, pretty good indicator where we at as a team and as an individual. So we still have, four more games, almost a month left to buckle things down and get where we need to be. But this is a step, and the only thing we can do is to continue to grind and keep putting one foot in front of another, and hopefully it'll be worth the while.
And you just kind of alluded to it. Is this kind of the unofficial start from transitioning from specifically training camp to kind of game plan situations? You got the Eagles this Friday, Bucks next Friday. You kind of starting to focus more on the team itself you're going up against?
Yeah, you have to. Because we can't go in there doing things we've been doing in practice because this is it's a totally different ball club. So we'll go to practice against them and see what happens and go make the corrections and make adjustments. And I think it's something good. I just think it's something good. Get away from banging each other around and go play against another team. And it just comes quick and then break camp up a little bit. So it just put us in the mind frame of, the season is here. If you didn't think it was here when you came to camp, now it's here. We have a game in a couple of days. So it starts today.
Does it make that much of a difference just kind of seeing a different color jersey out there after 10
You treat years? It like a game. It's one of those things when you see, we go there and we see an Eagle. Now we know it's a different team we're practicing against, so everybody's competitive. I'm just saying that the whole NFL is very competitive. So anytime you go to someone or play against somebody other than your team, it's going to be competitive. So I'm looking forward to the same thing. I'm pretty sure it's going to be very competitive. People want to win on both sides, but we're going here to get better as a football team and individual. That's our main goal. So we'll see where we're at.
Vince, these training practices are sort of new, right? Early in your career, I don't think you guys did them, and then they've come, three of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Just curious, when you first started them, what was your level of skepticism or
When I first heard about what was doing it, I was like, man, that's not going to go. And you start thinking about, oh man, team coming here, we going on a team. But when we started doing it, I told Bill, this is something that I really think we get a lot out of. Because as a player, it breaks camp up. Sometimes guys need a little breaking up, but at the same time being able to get work done. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, you break camp up, you're on a road trip, but you're going to win. And at the same time, you're going, you're in preseason, you're in camp mode still. So you're still getting the work that you need, but it's, you know, you're not banging against one another. You're actually going against different different guys, you know. So it's a little, you know, it's a little challenging because, you know, every time I could come out and go against our offensive line and know their weaknesses, their strengths, you know, because I go against them all the time. But when you're going against someone that's different, it's kind of different. So you have to put a lot into it.
So let me ask you this. You get your first preseason game. You obviously you're not going to play the whole game. You'll prepare to. But, I mean, do you almost get more out of, like, 2 days of joint practice than the game?
You get a bunch of reps. You get to see different things. You get different looks. Some looks you get in the game, some you don't because of the amount of time we play. Who knows what we'll play. But at the point, it doesn't matter. You know, we're just excited to have an opportunity to go and play against somebody else, you know, especially being in camp and going down a couple of days early to get some work in. It's going to be good for both sides. I think, you know, when you get to this level, you have to be able to compete. And that's how people stay around at this level, you know, competing and just working hard. And I think you're going to see a lot of it this week.
You've been through so many camps. Is there anything that sets this camp apart from the others that you've been at?
No, I mean, camp is camp.
Yeah, right.
You be excited to get back to going. You get back going. You be away from football for 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it may be. And you start to miss it, even though you know you're going into a camp, but you start to miss football because it's part of our life. So, you know, you're always excited to get here. You're eager to meet your new teammates. You're eager to put the pads on and go for a couple of days. And, you know, as soon as you get to that point where you're like, man, I'm getting tired of this, bam, you have a preseason game. So, very excited about it. You're very excited about it. Like I said, I think it's something that's good for all of us, you know, both sides, the Eagles and our organization. It's pretty good because we get a chance to see some different things. They get a chance to see something different from us. So, just a little, you know, curveball in the mix.
Yeah. This defense, I mean, how do we know yet, from your perspective, as to how much better this defense might be able to be this year?
We're going to be as good as we want to be. I mean, it's going to be up to us. And it starts with practice. You know, we have to be able to come to practice, work on some things, get better at things, install, make corrections. It's going to be totally up to us. We don't know where we're at right now. We haven't even played a game. So, only thing we could do is continue just to work and get better. You know, one thing I could tell you is, you know, every practice we've had, everybody's, you know, been here. They've been committed to practicing, committed to being as a team, committed to being good. So we'll see. You know, that's the only thing you see, but you work towards that, and that's something that we've been doing. We've been working towards it. So we know we're not going to have all the answers in a week or two. We understand that. So we want to continue to get better. Every time we take this field, we want to be able to get better, and that's our goal.
Vince, are you excited to go up against a Chip Kelly offense, what he's got up on the sleeve this week?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be something pretty impressive, yeah. I tell you so. But whatever it is, you know, he's been successful at the college level. And I'm telling you, he knows how to win, you know. And when you have a ball club around you and we have everybody on the same page, you bring that to an organization. I'm pretty sure they're happy. I'm pretty sure they're working on whatever they need to work on. And we're working on what we need to work on. Like I said, we're getting to practice and see how things go and see what we need to do and make adjustments. But it's going to be different from us. But at the same time, you never know down the road when we're going to need something like this. So for us, luckily we're getting it early. In the first preseason game, we're getting to experience something like this pretty early.
You expecting to run a lot?
Absolutely. Yeah. Trust me, Bill, been doing a real good job of that. I mean, like I said, we've been every day we step on this field, we've been out here to get better. And one of our things is we've always been a well-conditioned team. And, you know, we're not going to stop because if you can't be conditioned in this league, I mean, fourth quarter's game's won, and you have to be at your best around that time.
With all the changes on the offense, do you guys as a defense feel any extra pressure to be more, do more?
You know, everybody know we have to step up, everybody. Not just defense, not just offense. It's this whole team we have to step up this year. And the best way to step up is to do your job and come out here and work every day. If you do that, we'll be okay. But if you don't do that, that's when you have problems. So far, so good. We'll see where it takes us. But we're going to continue to work hard. As long as we practice, we're going to work hard.
Is there one player who stood out to you in camp, either made a really big stride from last season or a rookie?
Nah, not really. I mean, everybody's been grinding. I'm very proud with everyone at this point. And as long as we continue to get better as individuals, this team will be okay.
How much does Justin Francis stick out to you? Just talking about how he kind of latches on to you and picks your
Jabari all the time?
I mean, it's easy because he's in my room. You know, so it's easy for me to point out a play or something when I'm in the defensive room with a defensive guy or a defensive lineman. So we share a different bond because of, you know, he's a defensive lineman. And so, you know, but everybody, like I said, it's not just one guy been out here working hard and getting better. I think as a team, we all working towards all those goals. And you know what? Everybody's making a stride forward and everything is coming together. But we're going to have to continue. It don't stop now. I mean, we just beginning, trust me. So after this preseason game, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some things that we want to clean up, things we have to do better. We understand that. But as long as we have an open mind and it's coachable, we'll be okay. And that's football. You know, every week you have to learn. And then we've been in our greatest round here when every week we're getting better. So it's going to be the same thing. Every week it's going to be something different. We're going to have to approach. We're going to have to do things differently. It's all about being a professional.
Vince, there's obviously a lot of talk about once these games begin for the offense, the tempo really picks up. What about the defensive side of the ball, the tempo?
I mean, it's going, like I said, we you can't come out here at game speed. I don't care how much you practice tempo. You get the real tempo in the game. So you get guys fresh, you get guys that's fast, you get guys that's strong. Everything plays a factor. So trust me, I understand the tempo that we've been getting in practice is not the tempo we want to see Friday night, or probably not even the tempo we're going to see in their practice with the team makeup. But who knows? I mean, the only thing we could do is prepare. You know, and one thing we always do is prepare well by, you know, being able to be a good conditioned football team, and that carries long ways around here. So that's always a goal. It's right up next to winning, you know, being a well conditioned football team. And you know, Bill, we've been hitting hard. We've been doing it no harder. We've been doing things that we think assimilate a game type practice, but it's nothing like a game.
So one more thing on the defense. Just like, how much do you feel you're starting at a higher point this year? Just in terms of like a lot of continuity, not complete continuity, yeah. Obviously, but just is that obvious to say like you guys are starting at a higher point?
You know, I feel very confident in where we're at as a defense at this point in camp. Very confident. Not saying we have all the answers. Not saying that we are where we need to be. But at this point in camp, to be where we at defensively, I'm very happy with that. So the only thing it does is speed up the process now. So it's things we can do now that we don't have to wait 2 weeks to do, or wait another week to do, because of, you know, we have guys that been around, been in the league, not just here, been around the league, and that understand this defense or understand football in general. So you can do things a little bit more. And I think at this point, you know, we have some positions out there that's like that. I'm just very happy at where we at as a defense. And not saying I'm not happy with the offense, but you know, I'm a defensive player, so I sit in the defensive meeting rooms a lot. So, but as a defense, I'm very happy where we're at, but we far from where we need to be.
Vince, what's an established player like yourself get out of a preseason game like this?
Top, man, look here, compete. You know, competition. You know, anytime you go and play in a game, I don't care if it's preseason or not, you want to win. Plain and simple. If you're not in it, if you can't get up for a preseason game, you're in the wrong profession, because I don't care how many years you've been in the league or how long you've been playing. When lights come on, you want to win. And that's what we all play the game for. You want to win. Preseason, no preseason. You want to win, plain and simple. So that's our mind frame. We want to win. You know, if we don't win, yeah, we're going to be upset. But we know it's not the end of the world. But as a competitor, you always want to go out and give your best and walk away with a W, because a W feel a lot better than the L. Trust me on that one.